Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The land lies waste, and the city streets are deserted. The jewel of the land has become, as the prophet says, the haunt of jackals. There is no voice of inhabitants, no songs of joy, only those of lament. The dust swirls in what used to be the city square. There is no one there to draw from the well. These are the streets of Jerusalem. This is the site of the holy city of God. Rubble now chokes the way. Debris is piled upon all of her walks. Jerusalem is no more. The temple is no more. The people who dwelt in the land are no more. Is there any hope? This is the scene in Jerusalem as Jeremiah writes the words that you have heard. There is nothing left of the holy city or of the temple that was covered in gold inside and out that Solomon had built. The Babylonians have come and they have destroyed it all. They have carried Israel off into captivity again. Thus says the Lord, I have hidden my face from this city because of all of their evil. But behold, I will bring to it health and healing. I will forgive all the guilt and their sin and their rebellion against me. Yes, the prophet Jeremiah does not just speak words of destruction. He speaks words of hope. Even in the midst of despair and the rubble of what once was, there is hope. God has always kept his word. This restoration too will come. He will not hide his face from them forever. Then the familiar words that you have just heard. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David. There is hope in this righteous branch that grows from the seemingly dead stump of David. But how often does it seem as if God has hidden his face from us, from all of our problems, his ears from our cries for help and for mercy? How often does it end up seeming so pointless? The despair rises up over our heads and covers us. How often do we wonder, why? And how long, O Lord, will it be? We have sinned. We keep on sinning. We have piled up this iniquity that is far greater than we could ever begin to pay. We have turned away from God. We have given into the evil that is all around us. And that's right here in our hearts. It seems as if the devil and his evil armies are always just on our heels, ready at all times to overrun us entirely. And we don't want God to look at us. Because if he looks at us, we know what he'll see: our sin. We don't want him to look at us and see us this way. But is there any hope if his face is turned away from us? Is there any hope without him? Is there any hope for sinners like us, like me? Not if you're looking in your own heart, there isn't. That anger there, those hate-filled thoughts that too often become words, those aren't anyone else's fault. That's what's yours. That's what's in your heart. Out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, and slander, says the Lord. It's not a pretty place in there. No, if you look into your own heart, there is no hope at all. There's only despair and death. But God's message to you in your fear and despair, in the very midst of death, as you are disgusted by your own sins and the ruin that they have caused, is the very same message that he spoke to the house of Israel to the house of Judah. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption. He will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. If you look to yourself for salvation, to rebuild the many wrecks of this life that you have caused, there is no hope. Hope must come from outside of Jerusalem. Hope must come from a holy other. There is hope in this righteous branch that the Lord has caused to spring up. The righteous branch is the only hope of this dying world. In him, David's throne is rebuilt, never to fall again. He is the new temple that cannot be destroyed with human hands. He is the new David. He is the new shepherd of his sheep. And he has brought a new and better kingdom, a new testament of his grace. Jeremiah ends this short reading that you heard by saying, his name shall be called, the Lord is our righteousness. And in his work for us, he has been found worthy of this name that is above every other name. He has carried the burden of our despair and ruin to his cross. He has taken all of the wrecks of our lives and applied the healing balm of his precious blood. He is our righteousness. He is our holy other. He is the one who comes from outside of Jerusalem in order to save us. He has come and redeemed us and made us his own, made us a people again, a nation that follows after him. O sinner, there is hope in the Lord. It would still be 600 years from this prophecy of Jeremiah, before the righteous branch that God had promised to Israel would sprout from Jesse's stump and come to Israel as a baby born in Bethlehem, laid in a manger. It's not hard to see why God's people often wondered if God had totally forgotten them. 600 years from this prophecy, 400 years of complete silence. And then at just the right time, here comes this righteous branch from the shoot of David. During those years, God sent many more prophets to call to repentance and urge the people of God back to the way of truth, to cause them to remember God's promises of old, how he had always fulfilled what he had spoken, to urge them to hope in him for their future. But all of those prophets, just like Jeremiah, they were mocked, they were put outside of the city, they were rejected, they were laughed at, and they were killed. Things would get much worse for Israel before they would get better. Still, there was hope. It's been almost 2,000 years now since Jesus has promised that he would return to save us, to judge the living and the dead, to deliver us forever from this veil of tears. It's been so long now that many don't believe he will ever come. Even the faithful have often asked, has the Lord forgotten us? How long, O Lord? How long? And sometimes it does seem as if we're on our own here, as if there is no hope to be found. As if the evil one has the upper hand and will surely be the victor in this great strife. But things are not as they seem. The righteous branch has grown into a mighty tree, and not even the powers of hell can topple him. The days the Lord declared through his prophet Jeremiah have come. The very edge of eternity is in view. God has not forgotten his people or his promises. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises as some count slowness. He is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance, as St. Peter explains. No matter how bad things may be in your life, no matter how much you feel the weight of your own sins against God and against your neighbor, there is hope. Not in the fleeting things of this life, not in your heart or in your own work or merit, but in Jesus Christ crucified and raised from the dead for sinners. Therefore, dear Christian, do not fear, do not despair. Hope in the Lord. He is your righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Ryan Wendt. You've just listened to a sermon preached at Christ the King Lutheran Church in Billings, Montana. I hope that you heard God's law that reveals your sin and His precious gospel, the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ, that your sins are forgiven for His sake. These sermons are posted not as a replacement for gathering together with other believers around Christ's word and sacraments, but for our members who are away at school, at work in foreign countries, or who for some other reason are not able to be with us regularly. If you've been listening and do not have a church home, please consider contacting us through our website, and I will be happy to help you find a faithful congregation and pastor near where you live. Or if you're listening to us locally, why don't we get together for a few minutes and talk more about what we believe? If you'd like to support the work the Lord is doing through His Word in this congregation and in our community, please get in touch with me through our website. The Lord's richest blessings to you this week and always in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.